Tony, great effort, great second half, the unbeaten run to six games. Just how satisfying was that?
Well, I think for the group it's important to try and keep the run going. I think they showed great desire, great effort. That desire not to lose a match against a really, really good football team who can press you back with their passing. Yeah, there's lots of positives. Delighted for the supporters who made the long trip. Delighted for the players who managed to take a point from this game on the back of a really difficult trip to Norwich as well, where we took a point. We need to reinforce those 2 points with three at the weekend if we can.
Why have you been able to get that point tonight? The belief is obviously there, but yeah, there were so much moments of quality, particularly the goals.
Yes, we've got some good footballers. I've said that since the day we came in. We have some very good footballers and different types of footballers. So, you know, you see Emenez's tightness with the ball. You can see Danny Graham's a goal threat. You can see Lucas Joao came on, and his physicality and his tightness with the ball as well. I think we have got goal threats. The wide players who started the game with an amazing work ethic against their quality. Listen, they have to keep doing it. They have to keep producing it week in, week out. We've had a game every 3 days for 2.5 weeks now. 18 days, we've had six games. The next game on Saturday will be the seventh game in 22 days, and their effort and their desire not to lose football matches, you know, shines out really strong, I think, and we've got to try and keep going till the end of the season.
People will give you credit for the substitutions in the second half. Lucas Joao in particular made a real impact.
As he did at Norwich, he came off the bench at Norwich and scored two at the weekend. You know, people might be asking why he hasn't started, I suppose, and yet you sometimes have to show faith with the group of players that have done so well so far. But I'm happy not just with the 11, I'm happy with 18 of them, really. They've all dug in, they stick together, they're a great bunch. You can see why they don't lose matches, because they believe in each other and trust in each other, and the spirit in the dressing room after these games, since I've come in, has been fantastic. So, yeah, listen, we've given ourselves a chance. We've got to try and back up the draws with some wins now.
Craig Conway has had a good few days personally and professionally tonight. Should he have had a penalty?
Well, I think so. I think he's, you know, why else would he go over his goal side? He's running through, he's running straight at goal. I'm not sure whether the referee actually saw it, whether he glanced away for a split second, I don't know. But I think maybe the decision he actually gave us a few minutes later was a little bit to do with the first one, that he was probably told in his ear by one of the officials that it could easily be a penalty. And I'm not even sure about the second one. I didn't stand there and think definite stick on penalty, and yet he gave it. So it wasn't. We deserved it, I think, for the effort second half, the drive, the desire to play on the front foot against a very, very good passing team who can suffocate you if you're not on the front foot. You can end up with everybody back behind the ball and they're just passing it around the edge of your box. So I thought they worked really well. I thought they took the game plan into the football match really well, and hopefully a lot of belief coming from a result where we not many people would have given us much chance to come to Fulham, because they're on a fantastic run. They obviously went to St James's at the weekend and won 3-1, and they've got some amazing players, I'd have to say. Very fleet footed, very fast, very direct, and I thought we managed them generally okay.
Six games in, you're unbeaten still. What have you made of it?
I've enjoyed it. It's a fantastic club. Fantastic supporters again, as you say tonight. A lot of people travelled. I haven't seen the disconnect, I would have to say, if that's what I was sort of told at the beginning, that they might be disconnected with the fans. I think as long as the fans and the players don't disconnect, I think, you know, we have a fantastic opportunity. And I think that was very evident tonight, the support that the players on the pitch received. And hopefully the way the players showed appreciation at the end of the game for people who've travelled a long way to come and support them was only going to help that combination.
Do you feel a renewed unity between fans and manager and fans and players?
I don't know what it was like before I got here. To be honest, I hadn't seen Blackburn Rovers play this season. I'd watched a fair bit of Championship football. But what I do know is I try and create an environment where players can flourish, where supporters can see the effort is coming in. And I think fans only want to see their team giving everything they've got, and hopefully they felt that tonight.